This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight here in Austin as we have Alex Jones and many of our crew at the peaceful protest of tens of thousands of people. As Alex was saying, estimates are that they got the crowd that they expected of 50,000 or more people, in spite of the fact, and I think this is an important part, in spite of the fear-mongering by Governor Kuhnman, telling everybody it was going to be violent, you know, lock your shelter in place. And we even had a Democrat legislator who said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to become a martyr. I'm going to lock myself up. And I think they were hoping to intimidate. They created that kettling, essentially a hazardous area there, a big fenced-in area with only one tiny opening to get in and out of it. That was a recipe for disaster, especially if anything happened. Also, I'm not saying we're going to use the Virginia law against not wearing masks in public, which is a tactic of Antifa. They didn't talk about that. Instead, they called all the people who were going to be there. They explicitly said, especially on NBC and other places, they called them white nationalists, white supremacists, racists, and so forth. And I want to play for you a clip that we have as part of an article up on Infowars.com. A man at the Virginia gun rally interrupts a live MSNBC broadcast as they were feeding their a live feed of lies. And most of this we can't play for you on air, but we'll give you the idea of what he was being called by these people who his news organization, I put that in air quotes, had been calling white nationalists, white supremacists, and racists without any basis whatsoever. So here is the clip of the MSNBC lying broadcast from the rally being interrupted.
Orders here. They see this as an affront on the Second Amendment. And certainly, yes, the president has been tweeting about this rally for several days. So, Hal, I'm going to send it back to you.
Gutierrez, live for us there. Thank you, Gabe. Appreciate it. And apologies for some of the background noise that you just heard in Gabe's live shot. Back to impeachment.
Yeah, the background noise, which we had to filter out as well, but it didn't get filtered out on that broadcast. And if you want to hear the uncensored explicatives that we had to delete, you can go to the article that we have up at Infowars.com, and you can see what they were calling him. And quite frankly, it's I think it's well-deserved, although I wouldn't necessarily use that language. We are going to be taking phone calls coming up in this hour. I'm going to be doing the fourth hour of the show today. That number is 877-789-2539 if you want to join the show. Again, that is 877-789-2539. I do want to talk a little bit about, I was talking about how the Democrats are intent on getting rid of the Electoral College. Maybe they don't realize that we got rid of the Electoral College as soon as soon as the Republic began. Because what we have with the Electoral College today absolutely bears no resemblance to what is in the Constitution. Now, I've talked about this with Richard Proctor, who comes on every couple of weeks on the morning show with me. And we talked about how the original design of the Electoral College, as well as the number of representatives that would be sent to Washington from the different states, how they would be apportioned based on population, that was one of the hottest debated items. You know, is it going to be 30,000 people, or is it going to be one representative for every 30,000, one for every 40 or 50 or whatever? And you can see that in the Constitution today. They spent a lot of time arguing about that. They set a number, they put it in the Constitution, and they promptly ignored it, and have ignored it ever since. They just pass laws and ignore what is in the Constitution. Of course, we've done that with the war on drugs and many other things. We're going to talk about a novel plan coming out of Harvard to give the leftists total power. This goes beyond the national popular vote. and the elimination of the Electoral College. This is something coming out of Harvard. These people will not stop until they come up with a scheme to keep them in power.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the establishment corporate media told us this would be Charlottesville 2.0.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't.
That's right.
It wasn't. You came here and exercised beautifully your First and Second Amendment, and you showed why an armed citizenry is a polite and orderly and almost crime-free society. So we salute Virginia for awakening to the globalist tyrants. The state of our union is strong. And Trump's about to get 4 more years to rout out the Chi-Com and globalist and Hollywood operatives. So America was near death, but she's coming back thanks to God and thanks to your action. We salute you. USA. So I'm live on radio and TV. Got a feed going to my all over the country. Anybody wants to come in here in 30 seconds, a minute, make a comment live on air. Please don't cuss words, and I mostly aren't. But please come tell America why you're here and what you think about today. And we again thank you all at InfoWars.com for what you've done as patriots.
Alex Jones in Virginia, and the live rally there. He's inviting people to come and speak up, and I'm doing the same thing online to our callers. If you want to call in and join the program and have your say, that number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Let's go to our first caller, Dave in Pennsylvania. Thank you for calling, Dave. Go ahead.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Doing good.
I'm very proud of Alex Jones and everything he's done for this country.
Yes.
In the past 20 years. I live in Pennsylvania, support the Second Amendment to the fullest. And what Alex is doing and Owen is momentous. This is the absolute critical time that we need to be on our toes amongst this impeachment BS. I don't know how they are letting this get by. I don't know why Hillary isn't in prison when she broke laws. I don't understand what America is doing and what we have to do to get their attention. There are 50,000 people in Richmond, Virginia right now protesting and showing that they want to keep their gun. What is going to happen if they do not listen?
Oh, yeah. Well, they won a civil war. As a matter of fact, you know, we've had people try to build their nomination for president on that very thing. We had Eric Swalwell do that. We had Beto O'Rourke come out and say, yeah, we're taking all the guns. But Eric Swalwell was saying, yeah, we're going to have a war with you, with our military. And we've seen the same thing from a Virginia representative, a guy who is a graduate of Harvard and Yale, and they have absolutely no respect for the rule of law, the Constitution, and they don't want peace. They would love to have a civil war. Look, they want to destroy this country. And Dave, you have to understand that. The plan is to destroy this country by hook or by crook. They can do it gradually or they can do it with a civil war, but they want to destroy this foundation so they can rebuild their socialist utopia that they think it's going to be. It'll be a utopia for them. It will be hell on earth for everybody else. But that really is the plan. They would love to see everything erupt into a long, protracted civil war because that's exactly how these people get and stay in power. I think it's very clear. And you talk about what is going on with Hillary Clinton. You know, I thought for the longest time, well, you know, Trump has got a problem with Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions went off the rail. He was very solid when it came to the immigration issue. He had had situations in the past where he lectured Leon Panetta about the fact that he would have to get a declaration of war from the U.S. Congress, that he couldn't just talk to his allies at the U.N. and NATO and decide what they're going to do and then maybe inform Congress. And I've played that clip many times on my program. And Jeff Sessions said, that's not the way the Constitution works. You know that. You were a congressman and so forth. I mean, he looked good. Until he got to become the head of the Department of Justice. And then as Attorney General, he went soft. Soft on crime and soft in the head. I don't know what happened to Jeff Sessions. But it was a difficult situation for Trump to try to get rid of him. I don't understand, however, why now that he's got Barr, nobody in the Department of Justice is doing anything about the crimes of the Clintons. It's absolutely amazing to me, the kind of corruption that's going on there. And we have General Flynn, his attorney, Sidney Powell, has said that a week from this Friday is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be epic. And quite frankly, that is where the problems, I think, first manifested themselves with the Trump administration. The fact that he was thrown under the bus. And again, from the very beginning, it was Vice President Pence and Nikki Haley and these people, part of the deep state, they set him up along with the FBI. And as she pointed out in her interview, she said they threatened to indict his son to get him to plead guilty. And that the judge who is overseeing the case is withholding evidence that would show that he is innocent and many other documents. So she's going to be, she is a fighter, and she said it's going to be epic when this comes out next week. And I certainly hope that's going to be the case. All right, let's go to some of our other callers. Thank you, Dave. Let's go to Javon in New Jersey. Go ahead, Javon. Thank you for holding.
Hi, David. It's a pleasure talking to you. I just wanted to say, you know, this is, you know, very powerful that, 50,000 people came out for one common cause.
Yeah.
To protect the Second Amendment. Now, what if 50,000 people all across the United States fought for the same common cause simultaneously? What impact could we make on our government? What kind of impact we could make on our country? If we're all fighting at the same time, that's how we're going to change things. That's how justice will be served. I think we need to look at this because, you know, this made me happy that, you know, now, you know what? I believe in America now. But for us to come out like this and nothing go wrong, you know, so far, thank God, you know, we could really change some things. And I think we need to really examine this day and realize that the power is in our hands. God is looking at us. What are we going to do? As a nation, as a country.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I mentioned at the beginning of the program how the Democrats, across a wide variety of issues, no longer support freedom or informed consent on anything. It's not just the Second Amendment. These same Democrats in Virginia have got several bills set up to mandate vaccines to take away your informed consent as an adult and to take away your parental rights for education. And it's not just the Democrats in Virginia. This is happening across the board. We even have President Trump's FDA talking about doing things like that. So I don't think that the solution is even to be found in Washington. I think the solution has to be done at the local level. And I'm most impressed not only by the 50,000 people that have shown up today peacefully doing this, but I'm even more impressed by the growth of the Sanctuary City movement in terms of supporting the Constitution. And we've now had three sanctuary cities for the unborn declared here in Texas. It's at the grassroots level, utilizing the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, utilizing jury nullification, I think. That's what's going to get us our freedom back. I think it's very important for people to understand that, as Thomas Jefferson said, we're not going to be carried to a state of liberty on a feather bed. Instead, if we just sit back and do nothing, like I pointed out earlier in the program, we had between 28% in the House side of the races had no Republican candidate. It was a given that the Democrats are going to win. In the Senate, it was 37%. If we don't participate, we will be carried off, but it's not to a state of liberty. It's to a state of slavery. We've got a lot of callers on the line. We're going to try to get to all you guys when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because now HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 1/25/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Saw a scene there from the violent rally in Virginia. The Democrats and the mainstream press were lying to you. That is not happening there. We do have a lot of callers on the line, and we're going to go back to them in just one second. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about some of the products that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. One of my favorite products is not something that I use. Actually, it's something my wife uses. Pollen Block. Now 40% off. She has had sinus problems for a very long time, and she's never found anything. And she's tried neti pot, she's tried steam, she's tried, you name it, every type of thing. She's tried over-the-counter stuff, nasal spray, not anything has cleaned it up except for Pollen Block. Clears her head. Her favorite supplement, and of course, when Karen is happy, I'm happy. The power of quail eggs. This is why we talk about nutraceuticals, the fact that natural products are not only safe but very effective, and now deeply discounted. 40% off Pollen Block. If you're having any sinus issues, and it doesn't have to be pollen issues, that's not what triggers my wife's sinus issues. If you've got any kind of sinus issues, give this a try. I think you'll be surprised. We were absolutely blown away when she tried it. So, again, Pollen Block, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's take a couple of callers here. Let's go to Spencer in Nevada. Thank you for holding. Spencer, go ahead.
Hey, thank you so much, Mr. Knight. That's a great honor to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
I'm just calling. I listen to you every day, man. It's nice to get up and listen to you with your nice, metered, and measured news delivery, and then Alex comes on and just yells at me. It's an excellent dichotomy. I love it.
There we go. Yin and yang, right?
Yes, exactly. So, you were speaking about the Electoral College, and obviously it's something that's very important. Here in Nevada, we have kind of a microcosm of the whole nation. We've got two large counties, Washoe and Clark. I live in Washoe County with Reno, and then Clark's obviously Vegas. And our governor was essentially elected just because of Vegas. Everybody else, not even my county, voted for the Democrat. But Vegas pretty much elected him. And then they passed all these laws, you know, like the red flag laws and all that kind of stuff that actually just went into effect on the 1st. But we did have one of those electoral college bills come on where we would just essentially cede our voting power to whichever, you know, big city voted for whatever candidate they wanted,
yeah.
You know, like you were talking about. But even our governor, who is a product of such a, such a type of tyranny as a popular vote, he even vetoed that. He said, no, we're not going to give up our, you know, sovereignty to the big cities. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was actually pretty cool, even though he is a diehard leftist.
Even though it worked for him. Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, that's the thing I don't understand. It's really not a national vote compact. It's a suicide compact because you absolutely cut yourself off from having any influence whatsoever. And he knows, and here's the raw power calculation that that governor is going through. Even though he knows that he used the big city to get elected, he also knows that if he signs on to this, there will be absolutely no reason for any national candidate to come and campaign there in the state. And they're not going to have any kind of leverage on them to get any product, any kind of projects that are put into Nevada at all. And so basically he's slitting his own throat by doing that. So it's not that, you know, he's looking for, you know, he wants to keep things representative or democratic or whatever. He just wants to make sure that he's got some leverage with whoever it is that's campaigning at the national level and isn't cut off completely. And it is a suicide compact that these people are putting in. You know, the amazing thing about it, and I didn't get to it before, I'll just mention it real quickly. Out of the Harvard Law Review, they've come up with a scheme, Spencer. They have a plan as to how the Democrats can get power. They'll take the District of Columbia, tiny District of Columbia, and they will divide it into 127 neighborhoods, and they'll make each of those neighborhoods a state. And then they will be able to use the Electoral College to wipe out the election. This is on New American. There's absolutely no limit to the kinds of schemes that the Democrats will come up with to rig the election. I mean, it's kind of like the derivatives schemes that are constantly coming out of Wall Street and the various bankers. But this is actually put in the Harvard Law Review. They call it Pack the Union. You know, kind of like what FDR wanted to do with the Supreme Court. They just pack the union. We'll have 127 neighborhoods of District of Columbia, and then we will turn them all into states, and then we can control the Electoral College. It's absolutely amazing what links these people will go to and how they strategize for this. Thank you so much, Spencer. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Charles in Michigan. You wanted to talk about the Second Amendment. Go ahead, Charles.
Yes, sir. I wanted to say I'm very glad to see all these patriots running there in Virginia, running to support their brothers. They're standing up for their rights, patriots from all across the nation. I also wanted to mention that I am running for 9th District U.S. House of Representatives here in Michigan.
Good.
Against Andy Levin.
Good. Good. Thank you for participating. I was just talking about the fact that in Virginia you had nearly 40%, 37% of the state Senate races ran unopposed. You had Democrats elected, and it was 28% in the House. Very important to get involved.
Primary candidate for the GOP here in Michigan or in the 9th District. So I'm the only candidate as of right now.
Okay. Well, good. Good. Tell people what your website is.
My website is www.langworthyforcongress.com. You can go there and check it out. It's still a work in progress. I you know, I'm not very tech savvy, so I'm doing the best I can.
I understand.
I could use any donations, any kind of help, any volunteers from the local Michigan area. Please go on there and donate your time or your money. It'd be much appreciated. There's also two other very strong patriots, Dave Dudenhofer, who's running in the 13th Congressional District against Rashida Tlaib. So man, his website is dude4congress.com.
Dude for Congress. And, all right.
Yep. And then Alan Hoover, who is a 20-year Marine vet, 5 tours overseas. He is running in the 8th District against Alyssa Slotkin. His website is AlanHoover2020.com.
All right, that's good to know. We got some Second Amendment supporters, and especially somebody running against Rashida Tlaib. There we go. Stop socialism. That's a good slogan right there. And she is the poster child for that. Thank you so much, and good luck to you, Charles. Let's go to Slavic in Missouri. You want to talk about the Second Amendment? Go ahead.
Hey, David. Hey, I just want to thank you, first of all, for being a very sane voice in this insane Illuminati New World Order, you know, society that we live in. And I just wanted to mention that, you know, how, like, we're so pitted against Antifa and all these Asian provocateurs. And I know that InfoWars listeners know this, but, you know, I just wanted to remind people. I guess,
hang on. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back to you, Slavic. We'll be right back.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate,
but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in Force Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, and today is a time to
tell the legislators in Virginia you're not getting rid of the Second Amendment? I mean, they're not even talking about repealing the Second Amendment. They're just talking about ignoring it and taking your guns. That was Orange Warrior there with the crowd in the Virginia rally. And, of course, he's going to be coming up in a half hour live. He'll be hosting the War Room live from that rally coming up in a half hour. I want to get back to our callers. We had Slavic in Missouri. We just turned it over to him, and then we had to go to a hard break. Let's go back to Slavic. Sorry about that. Go ahead and continue with where you were, Slavic.
Yeah, thanks, David. I appreciate it. So I was saying that Infowars listeners know that, you know, in Germany, you know, the communists and the fascists were pitted against each other on the street. And, you know, it's just the same repetition. Antifa are just funded by the Rothschilds, you know, and Soros works with the Rothschilds. You know, the James Bond movie Spectre was made based on George Soros, as Alex talked about. And so people need to really be careful with always, you know, going rah, rah, yeah, we're going to take down Antifa, because what it does is it pits Americans to the right side and the left side. And Alex used to be really good at calling those sides out. And then all of a sudden Trump gets elected and he goes in for Trump. But even I got snookered by Trump, because, like, you always challenge Trump. And I love that about you, David, because you don't put yourself in the box. You stand up for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And
well, I've been down that road before. I was young when Reagan got elected. I had very high expectations for him. He had made great speeches. He had some great proposals. He was going to get rid of the Department of Education and so forth. Needed to be gotten rid of. Instead, he grew it. He nurtured it into adulthood. And many other things that happened during the Reagan administration. Look, we support principles and we support policies, and the individuals who get elected, if they don't support those principles, it may not be that they are betraying us. It just might be that they're getting a lot of resistance. And if that's the case, we need to get on their side and back them up and push them, because the other people are pushing in the other direction. But if they have betrayed us, we owe them no loyalty either. So I don't want to follow any political party. I'm not interested in following any individual. I'm interested in the principles of liberty. That's the one thing that I want out of government. The rest of the stuff I can do on my own.
Exactly. David, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I just want people to really focus on the fact that they need to take out the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, the DEA.
Yes.
The founding fathers would never recognize this nation based on what it has become. We've become a national security state. And Mises.org, you know, released an article that you guys put on InfoWars, and I read that. And I was like, oh my goodness, Americans don't understand how we are a police state. And 9/11, a false flag job by CIA and Mossad, was done in order to bring in the unpatriotic act to secure the national security state. And so I'm from the former Soviet Union, so I understand how, you know, all of this is leading up to the same thing that happened during Stalin's era.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a lot of people who are Trump supporters, you know, I know they're well-meaning, but they're just very deceived, because they plant themselves in the camp of Trump, and they will be herded by the national security state, because Trump still supports the military-industrial complex, and he has to, because he'll be assassinated if he calls out, you know, the New World Order Illuminati cartel. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've heard major talk show hosts like Rush, you know, others say, look, the FBI has never done anything like this before. It's like, are you kidding me? The FBI has been this way from the time they were created by J. Edgar Hoover. We had Truman say they're trending toward a Gestapo. You had Nixon talking about how they had blackmail files on everybody. And just look at what they did before this rally. Oh, look, we found three people that are like a white Al-Qaeda. They call themselves the base and so forth. This is why I think, Slavik, I think this is why the Richard Jewell film, which, again, Clint Eastwood was spot on with that, and the timing was perfect, and the mainstream media did everything they could to shut that down, and so did Hollywood. I tried to see that movie, and I couldn't find it anywhere, you know, the movie theaters around here. So, I mean, it just disappeared. The purged out of there. They have a lot of power. We totally miscalculate how much power these people have to shape the narrative, whether it is the news or Hollywood, or the Democrat politicians and Republican politicians. A lot of these people now who were criticizing the FBI now, and these intelligence operatives, as we saw this situation with Iran, and they're trying to push a war. Now these people are credible. all of a sudden. I mean, we have to understand where this whole thing is coming from. And this is why I constantly talk about geospatial intelligence, how the Internet was planned by the DARPA people, J.C.R. Licklider, the psychologist. We talked about using it to manipulate public opinion. And once it became practical in the late 1990s, these people came out of the woodwork. The CIA openly created a venture capital firm to make sure that they owned these people who would do their bidding. And now what we have is a private-public partnership to control the Internet, to control your speech. And they're going to work together to control where you live and to make sure that you can't get out of these smart cities. It is a very concerning situation. If you didn't think that there was a God, I would be very concerned about this. I've had people say, well, you know, it sounds to me like you're blackpilled. And it's like, yeah, I don't see any way out of this except through God, because there is no way that we have, the odds against us, the technology that they have, the stranglehold that they have on information, how they're tightening that down. I mean, it's really a big task in front of us. And we need to humble ourselves before that. But I know in the past, as Benjamin Franklin and others have said, that as they started the Constitutional Convention, they said, we better open this up with a prayer, because there's absolutely no way we would have prevailed in this struggle if it hadn't been for God. And we better acknowledge that. And we better acknowledge that as a people. Thank you so much, Slavik. I got a lot of callers on. I want to get to the rest of these people who have been holding for a while. Let's go to Minuteman in Virginia. Thank you for holding, Minuteman. Were you there at the rally?
Yes, I was, David. Thank you, man. Thanks for taking my call. And I've listened to you for a long time. And you're great, man. I love listening to you every single day.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I was there at the rally. I got to see Alex. He came up to me. I was actually wearing his shirt. I was the only person wearing his shirt. The 2A mass murders agree at gun control works.
Yeah.
That was awesome. He actually came up to me and we took a picture and everything. I was actually the only person wearing this shirt, and everybody was just like, hey, can I take a picture with you? Can I take a picture with you? And I'm like leading people. Hey, go to Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Get the shirt yourself.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, great.
Exactly.
Thanks for doing that.
No problem. Hey, I tell everybody. I saw Harrison, too. It was awesome. And the mass turnout of everybody there, it was amazing. I talked to veterans. I talked to former veterans. I talked to young adults that were younger than me. I mean, I'm 30 years old, and these kids were like 18 years old. And they listened to Alex, and they listened to Owen, and they were looking for him, too. And I was, but anyway, it was a great day. And to quote Edmund Burke, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And I'm going to put in women in as well.
Yeah.
Men and women do nothing. And that was a great day. And
I am so glad that you and other people were not frightened off by the many different tactics of the governor and the other state organizations that tried to make everybody afraid. You know, they put out that fear, that uncertainty, that doubt. And it's like, yeah, you know, we're going to be labeled as domestic terrorists. There might be violence. You know, they're corralling us in this area. But people showed up anyway. I'm so glad that so many people stood up for the things that they value. And thank you for going there, Minuteman. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more calls. Hang on, callers. We'll be right back to you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've got a lot of callers. I'm trying to get through as many people as I can here in this last segment. Raul in Virginia, I'm told by the crew that you were at the rally. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, David. It is an honor to speak to you.
Well, thank you.
And I hope your health is doing well. I pray for the whole InfoWars crew every single day.
Thank you.
I was at the rally, and you know what? I've never seen so many smiling faces, so many, just so many gentlemanly people, so many kind-hearted people. It was, you know, I ran into Alex. He was on the move with a bunch of people, but I got a chance to speak to Harrison Smith, who did a tremendous job, you know, covering for you when you were out.
Oh yeah, always does.
Well, Harrison had a broadcast on January 1st, where he recapped 2019. And one of the first things he mentioned was the Right to Life March, which is going to be happening on Friday. And I took it upon myself to search for the video of it from any sort of mainstream media source. And I couldn't find it, first off.
What a surprise.
But what I did find was a speech by a woman who I'd never heard before, a woman named Phyllis Schlafly.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to her, and I immediately, you know, ordered about 12 of her books. And I had never heard her ideas really communicated except for by you, you know, someone talking about the Constitution, someone talking about, and she just knew the law and she knew the Constitution so well. She talked about judicial supremacy. She talked mm-hmm. about, you know, becoming.
Which we must end. Yeah, absolutely. You know, Phyllis Schlafly has been around for a long time, and she put together a book with Charlotte Isabey. You know, Charlotte Isabey went to the Department of Education. I just mentioned that. You know, we had hoped that this newly created department by Jimmy Carter, as dangerous as it was, that was going to be shut down. And Phyllis Schlafly and Charlotte Isabey were very concerned that Reagan was not shutting it down, but he was funding it and growing it. And they wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And how prophetic was that? That was 40 years ago.
I heard about that. And yeah. The other book is, of course, John Taylor Gatto.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Teacher of the Year. Yeah, New York. Mm-hmm.
So I really got to just say, I love the fact that you expose folks to great reading. I immediately got that Rose Wilder Lane book, the
Discovery of Freedom.
That's right. Yeah. And Bob Proctor's amazing book, which I'm going through. And I want to tell you, going to this rally, I went on a bus full of people from my county here, and you know, this was the jump start of my civic involvement. You know, I met a lot of people on this, and a lot of people, you know what, a gentleman on the bus, he was handing out the citizens, what's it called? The citizens' right, citizens' law book.
Rule book, yeah. Citizens' rule book, yeah.
Which you guys used to give, and I, you know, yeah. I hope that you guys still have it on the store. I couldn't find it anywhere, but so many people do not know about the things that you guys are talking about. You had that amazing guest on with the family. Gosh, what was it called?
Oh, Dwight Mitchell, Family Preservation Foundation, I think is what it was. Talking about knowing your rights, you know, because the government is stealing your property without even finding you guilty, not even charging you with a crime, but they're doing it to your kids at even a higher percentage rate. It's absolutely amazing.
So now that I'm connecting with these people, they have these Facebook groups I hadn't heard of, and these folks had not heard about jury nullification. They hadn't heard about, you know, the civil asset forfeiture stuff. So I'm going to be communicating all of the stuff that you guys share, all of those amazing videos you have on band.video, because you guys really break it down for folks who, you know, some people, frankly, don't like to read or aren't great readers or don't just take the time. They look at something like the Citizens Rule Book and might get turned off, but the amazing content that you guys are putting out and, you know, Brighty and my, oh my God, you know, the Health Ranger,
Mike Adams,
all of you guys are doing such a tremendous job getting this word out. And I'm just going to make it my duty to, hand out more of these Citizens Rule Book, explain some of the stuff that you guys are talking about. Share those links to those videos. I saw those amazing videos on you know, the Family Preservation Foundation.
Yeah.
And also
on
Posse Law, there's a gentleman named Richard Cornforth who put out just a couple of amazing books on one of them is called Beating Down on Debt Collectors, and the whole field of pro se law.
Yes.
You know, where we can defend ourselves, you know, by ourselves. And
well, I tell you, it's very encouraging to hear you and to know that you've been awakened, that you're making connections with people there. I think that's one of the most important things. People have to understand that it's up to us at the grassroots level. We cannot have a savior that we're going to send to Washington that's going to fix everything. Even if the guy had unlimited amounts of energy and was the smartest guy on earth, the bureaucracy in Washington has gotten so large, it's going to take a massive grassroots level to fix this. We can't send a savior to Washington. And I think the healthiest thing that can come out of all this is the sanctuary city movements for the Second Amendment and so forth. And people realize they're going to have to do things at the local level. And it sounds like you've connected with people to do just that. Thank you so much for the encouragement, Ralph. And let's go to our next caller, Ken in Virginia. Thank you for holding, Ken. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, Mike, it's great to talk to you. We met in Branson a couple years ago at the, not the last Gen 6 conference, but the one before that.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I'm the Patriot Music guy that writes the Patriot, Redfield Christian Patriot Music.
Oh, good.
And I wrote the parody for the CBDL that they used, you know, that the vice president, the president asked me to write for him. They used that at the opening. And then I wrote a song, an original song that I wrote, I believe, in the Constitution, you know, to open the event for the speakers.
That's cool.
But while I was there waiting, because I got there about 8 o'clock, and, you know, they didn't start speaking until 10:45, so I'm walking around taking videos of everything from the inside. And I go down to where the fence is right above, right at the bottom of the hill where it's fenced off where everybody that can't, that doesn't have any firearms is allowed, you know, in that fence. So I'm in the fence with everybody with no firearms. And I'm looking down at the entrance down below the fence where the legislators are walking in and out of the building and shaking hands with the people with all the guns that are literally right next to them. Most of them unescorted. Just walking back and forth, shaking hands, you know, with the people with all the firearms, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 feet away, depending on how far they are away from the fence. You know, back and forth the entire time. So I don't understand why there was this state of emergency. If they really felt that there was that much of a threat to the legislature or the governor, why are they down there walking with the guys with the guns and we're up on the hill with no guns?
Yeah, it was a slander. It was a setup. It was something that was put out by the Democrats and mainstream. And probably the people who were shaking hands with individuals, those were probably the Republicans that are in the state legislature. But yeah, it was a baseless lie, and they vilified 50,000 people, and now all of them don't have to be told by us or by President Trump that the mainstream media is lying to them. They know that. They've been all, you've got 50,000 people plus that have all been personally slandered by the Democrat Party, NBC, MSNBC, and the rest of these people, the rest of the corporate press. And so it's going to be pretty hard for them to roll that back. They've lost that credibility, that trust, if they ever had it, for a generation. Thank you so much, Ken. I want to get to some of the other people because we've got a lot of people who've been holding here for a while. Let's go to Battle Flag in Missouri. Go ahead, Battle Flag. Thank you for holding.
Thank you for taking my call. It's hard. They can't steal the election when nobody runs. We got to think locally and act locally. You guys should get Brian McClanahan on. He's part of the Abbeville Institute. And, you know, I follow a lot of the gun channels, the YouTubers that know what happened at Charlottesville. And the reason I called was about all these people being called white nationalists. Praying for your health as well. You're our modern Walter Cronkite, although we know Cronkite was corrupt. But
yeah, I understand what you mean. I'll take the compliment side of it.
You get a lot of them. My wife loves listening to you when she can. Being a white nationalist, peaceful separation, that's not hate. Whenever the busing, they've forced busing. The government's been involved with that. The people have segregated themselves in the big cities. That's not white people's fault.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. You know, it's so deep, and we're out of time. I wish we had more time to talk. And I apologize to the many callers who are on hold, but we are out of time. That's it for today's.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.